The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to say to us, die, go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. Greetings once again to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. We hope that each of you are enjoying the manifold blessings of the Lord from day to day. We appreciate very much those who help us maintain this weekly program and also mail the printed copies to those who request them. Our work is not sponsored by any organization, but we're trusting God and expecting Him to move on the hearts of those who are willing to help support this work of faith. Your letters are appreciated. You may write to us by addressing your letter in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. May we hear from you this week. Listen now to this scripture reading from John chapter 8 and beginning with verse 33. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Today I want to talk to you concerning a matter which is sometimes controversial. That is, whether or not a child of God commits sin. An individual sometimes becomes so bound by evil habits that it is very difficult for them to feel that they are at liberty to serve God. Sin does have a binding effect. It captures one's mind and heart. Habits are formed which enslave one to their power. There are many ways in which Satan works upon an individual to bind them by evil habits. The use of tobacco, alcohol, and narcotics often prevail upon those who use them until life itself seems hopeless. Notice a part of this verse which I just read to you. It says, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Young people, do not be deceived. Let no one be mistaken. If sin is committed, there is a penalty attached to it. You are not at liberty to indulge in evil habits and then go free from the results of them. Listen to these verses from 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, 'The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.'" There are certain classes of people in the world who desire to be free thinkers. They do not want to be obligated by the laws of God, and they endeavor to cast off the condemnation which is felt by one's conscience of those who violate God's truth. But let me tell you something. The Scriptures teach us to be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, let us make this more realistic. I have a letter from a young man who is now in a federal reformatory. He tells, in his own words, what sin did for him. And then he tells how God has saved him from it all. But listen as Kathleen reads to you this letter.
Dear Brother and Sister Murphy and family, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have been not only a blessing, but also a great inspiration to me. It's not the easiest thing to try and live a Christian life behind prison walls, but with your help, James and I have been able to conquer many walls of temptation and also witness for Jesus. I would like to take a moment, though, and relate a few of the blessings Christ has given to me. Before I found Jesus, I was the most miserable and confused creature that has ever walked. Even though I had a good job, a wife, and a son, and a good income, I really had no purpose in life. I was constantly searching for that inner peace and happiness, but I could never find the way I was going about it. Although I hate to admit it, I believe I committed some of the worst sins known to man. I knew about Jesus, though, but I was afraid to humble myself before him, and instead I continued to run, trying to get away from him. Finally, my sins and actions led me to jail. What could I do? There were no more places to run. Then God loved me enough to send one of his messengers to show me the way to salvation. Right there in that jail cell, I found my Lord. Since that time, I've come much closer to him, and I can actually feel him working in me daily. I'll be out of prison in about 4 months. I know what God wants of me, and I've given my whole life to him. I want to sincerely thank you once again, and ask your prayers for my life, not only for now, but also in the coming years. My prayers are with you constantly. Ronnie Lynn Cummings. Please pray also for the men here.
Thank you, Ronnie. And may God's grace and blessings be with you as you endeavor to follow the teachings of his word. Our prayer and heart's desire is that God may bless you and those with whom you associate behind those walls of the federal prison. Surely, God needs those who will be a light and an example in the place where you are. Let us spend a few moments in prayer. Our Father, take the words of the message tonight and carry them upon the radio waves to the men and women in all walks of life. Let thy Spirit be a witness to those who are endeavoring to run from God and cause them to break off their evil habits and find peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Listen now to the poem, I Know Not Why. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I know not how this saving faith to me did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in him. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. against that day. Selected. Listen now to the song entitled, Praise the Lord, I'm Free, as sung by the Carver Quartet.
There is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, I have entered in. Praise the Lord, I'm free, I'm free indeed. In His love, sweet love, and grace for grace, all His precious love reaches even me. I abide beneath His smiling face. I am blessed today, I am free indeed. What a pleasure to serve the Lord. How it fills my soul with delight to read in His sacred holy word. Praise the Lord, I'm free indeed. In His love, sweet love, and grace for grace, all His precious love reaches even me. I abide beneath His smiling face. Since my cross is gone and my heart is right, oh, how blessed to do His will. Now His yoke is easy, His burden light, and His Spirit my soul doth fill. Praise the Lord, I'm free indeed. In His love, sweet love, and grace for grace, all His precious blood reaches even me. I abide beneath His smiling face. All His grace is free as the air we breathe. We may have a full supply if we will obey and His word believe. He'll prepare us to dwell on high.
We hope you have enjoyed our little visit tonight. If so, we would be pleased to hear from you. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours. And a very pleasant good night.
I abide beneath His smiling face.